Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's the best thing you've ever found on a beach?
What is it? A sea dollar?
Sand dollar.
Yeah, sea dollar.
Sea dollar.
Corner. Jesus.
Now, you know what? My father probably enjoyed the recap of the e-bike, but the fact that you just said sea dollar, he'll laugh till I speak to him tonight.
I heard a lot of mommies this weekend, and by no means was anybody ever like, hey, call me something else. What do you got?
It was a simpler time. We only had three TV channels. There were less distractions. I was probably a little clingy. I don't know.
Yeah. And then she was young.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And she's like, man, I can't believe I made this mistake.
Yeah.
Call me Sharon.
Yeah. Pretend you're my brother. Well, I was very excited to get back here.
Even prior to being sick. I'm saying when you are working from home.
Yeah.
I'm talking about COVID days. Now I'm talking
COVID
about liberty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to separate the maladies.
These are the liver days. It's by 10,000 Maniacs, isn't it?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
No, Rob. Rob. Sorry about that, folks.
It's
not
Rob.
Mike. It was April Fool's. I just want to warn you, Pony is excessively goofy today.
I'll take a happy...
No. You have to admit, before the show, you were goofy today.
Was I?
Yeah, you were. You're making guess. Fun
Maybe
of people.
Maybe you're in love.
With what?
I don't know. I'd rather have happy pony than gloomy pony.
I don't
me
know.
Too.
Gloomy pony is sort of like what I'm accustomed to. So, this throws me a little bit. I like it. I like happy.
Not
happy
too much nice. Personality.
No. Let me say this.
Yes.
Live from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, welcome. And what took you so long? Sit back, relax, prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS. Places like Omaha Beach, Normandy, France, Elwood City, Pennsylvania, Henderson, Tennessee, Lubbock, Texas, Yuma, Arizona, Pisa, Italy. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. I feel in those cities I should have mentioned Orlando.
Orlando.
That's where Mike is, you know.
Yeah, he went live on Facebook today.
It was about a 3 to 3.5 minute video,
while
right?
he was on the Small World ride.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Small World, after all. I don't know if Mike misses the show or misses the attention.
Oh, I think it's the attention.
I can't wait to ask him about it because he's so used to being beloved.
Yes.
When
and they're treating him like cattle down there.
Well, he did no. You know, in fairness, Mike, when he's in public, he's usually the star.
Yeah.
But in Disney World, he's the mouse is the star.
Right. He's playing second fiddle to the mouse and the duck.
So then he went live. Where I was like, that's an odd place to go live in the middle of a Small World after all.
In the middle of a dark ride?
For a man that hates doing the show, he's doing the show.
It surprised me that he popped up
his
there.
And I'm happy.
And he didn't say anything.
No,
he just scowled. And this is what we had in the background.
He looked disappointed.
I would say that Small World is one of the most disappointing rides there is.
Thousands of dollars have been spent. The weather's probably terrible.
But that's an indoor
and we've
ride.
Got this. Yeah, well, that's the one you can do.
Yeah, I was thinking of some of the indoor
you could
rides.
Drown in the teacups.
The teacups are half full. I was thinking that Small World is a good one, a dark ride he could do. He could do Space Mountain. Space Mountain is totally inside. And the Haunted Mansion. Also
yeah, it's
great.
A rainy. I think wouldn't rainy Disney be better than no Disney?
I'll take that. Yeah, I would think it would be better than none.
Family first.
Yeah,
I didn't
get any rain when I went.
Speaking of family,
yes. Oh, my mom. I want to send congratulations to my mom. I spoke to her on the phone briefly before the show.
Mm-hmm.
People that follow the show know that in February or so she had her hip replaced.
Yes,
she had her other hip replaced this morning. And she is.
They usually come in pairs.
Well, yeah, but they don't want to do them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you got to get around a little bit. But the problem is when they replaced the right hip, the left hip started really hurting more because she was favoring it when she walked.
Yes.
So I want to say congratulations and I love you to my mom who came through surgery like a champ and will be home tomorrow.
You're a good son.
I stopped by yesterday because I had to pick up her dog because we're keeping her dog Lulu. And my mom is a great one for, hey, before you go, one more thing.
But she's in the hospital.
No, last night.
Pre-op.
Last night she was just waiting.
Oh, wow. I thought they'd like throw you in like a week early for something like that.
No. She had to get all the tests and everything done. Mm-hmm. But she went in this morning at like, she had to be there at 5:30 for a 6 o'clock check-in procedure. And then they were delayed, didn't get to her till 9:30. But here's the deal. Her surgery was done at 11. They flew her through there. So she's so pleased to have it done.
May I ask you an awkward question?
Yeah, I wish you would.
So I don't know what it's like to be part of a divorced family.
Oh, as you know, I come from a broken home.
Yeah, just to clarify. And mm-hmm. I mean, my parents they might as well be. They live in different continents for God's sake.
Well, occasionally, yeah.
Does HBS get a notification that she's okay?
I will mention it to him tonight.
But not from her.
No. But he'll want to know.
If he knows, then will he send a text and say, happy everything went well, or congrats on the new hip, or some like funny quip?
Probably not.
Because I don't know the rules of divorce.
Well, I think it varies from
when you share a child.
I think, and that's so funny to think of me. As a 51-year-old man, as the child they
but
share.
But you're a child.
I am their child.
You're their child.
I am their child, but it's still funny.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, if I shared a child and I was divorced.
Yeah.
And the mother of my child had a major surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And my child let me know that the mother of my child is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I throw a quick text like congrats on the new like pair or something like that.
Sometimes
I wouldn't say that.
No. Yeah, that would be that's a different surgery.
A two for one hip like joke.
But you know,
no.
I think I sort of serve as like a liaison because like when my dad had his knee done a couple weeks ago,
yes.
I was the one that said Bob's going in, or he had his back done, forgive
yes.
me. Bob's going in. He did great. He's home. He's walking. He's doing okay.
And you let your mother know.
Right, right.
Now, would she send a text to Bob? Like, Bobby, happy everything went well.
Bobby. Oh, Bobby.
Stop it.
Like, you know, something like.
Yeah, I know. The thing is
happy
that,
to know my little Robert's back's okay.
I'm not.
I'm not little. I'm sorry. Like, big Robert.
They, she probably wouldn't text him for that.
I don't know.
Like, I don't
even. But
know,
don't you think these are like.
No, I know they do occasionally text.
See, this is why this isn't crazy. Mm.
No, but I don't think that the health thing is part of. If there had been a crisis and he found out about it, I'm sure he would text.
Okay.
Or maybe even call.
This is perfect.
Yeah. You see, there was never an acrimonious divorce.
The crisis, this is why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Your health crisis.
Right.
Do you think they exchanged a personal text thread about you?
I bet they did.
Because you all. I mean, they share you.
Yeah, I bet they did. And my father was, they were both extraordinarily attentive, but also, you know, at that point, they're split, but they're representing two different sides of the family.
Yeah.
And so I bet they probably did.
Mm.
Separation. My father's more of the judicial branch.
Okay.
But I would think they did, but they also didn't include me in it. So I don't know. I would think it would be quite likely.
Yeah, you know, co-parenting, which is essentially what they've done their entire life.
Yes.
It's just got to be tough. But then when you're done, like you're a grown man.
Yes.
And I like that you're the conduit to both parents.
And I couldn't even, if I had to, I couldn't choose a favorite between the two of them.
Yeah, but I would want it. I don't know. I it's like the text comes to you.
Right.
You tell dad, hey, dad, mom's okay.
But also,
do you say mom's okay?
No, I'd say Sharon's okay. I don't call her mom.
But she's your mom.
But what? But you've never. This used to be a big thing. I haven't called my mom to her face in like 40 years.
What about mommy?
No, never did. I mean, not for a long time. Mama.
Mama.
And then my dad, I called
my papa like 5 years ago.
And I normally call my dad
papa?
Pop.
Pop.
Or Grandpa Bob, because that's what the kids call him.
Do you say to your mom?
If I called my mom, I'd say, hey, Sharon.
Sharon. Yeah. Pop's okay?
No, I would say Bob's okay.
Bob's okay.
Yeah. And she never really called
Bob,
him Bobby.
Bob, your ex-husband's okay?
No,
she got to know more than one Bob.
Bob's your uncle.
No, she would know who Bob is.
Oh. She's got to know more than one Bob. Bob's such a common name.
Well, I can't think of another real... Well, there was Uncle Bob, but he's dead.
What about Bob Barker?
I would call my mom about Bob Barker.
I don't know. You've got some... I don't know what communication with the divorce.
No,
divorce,
I mean,
A or divorce
I think when you're running in a family circle, if you just like if you called your sister and said I have something to say about Jose, she'd know it was your brother, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because I call my dad.
Yeah,
or papa.
Yeah, but not Pop or Sharon. You don't call him Sharon.
Oh no, I never would say Jolie.
I think it goes back to. I was probably 8 or 9, somewhere around there, back when Mike loves to recall that my father used to play the Be Quiet game with me.
Yeah.
Which was whoever could stay quiet the longest would win.
What a great game.
It was a good game. But I think that it was just a particular day of it was mom this, mom this, mommy, mommy, mommy. She said, call me anything but mommy.
Oh, she just annoyed the hell out of me.
Yeah, and I said, how about Sharon? And it stuck.
You said, how about Sharon?
I think that's probably how it went down.
Look, this guy.
Well,
I don't know. It just feels disrespectful. Like,
yes.
I feel like I know Oscar would get the cocacho.
Yeah, I get the beat down.
No. Well, I mean, it was her suggestion. What we
how about Sharon, your first name, Mom?
We compromised.
Weird.
And I don't know. It's just, you know, you do something for 40 years, it feels weird to say.
I want to call Pony's mom Mrs. Bloom, and I know her first name. Miss Bloom.
Yeah, I suppose. Most of Robert's friends
single, right?
For all these years, and now, I mean, they're grown men and women. They still call me Mr. Rob, and they call Carrie Miss Carrie.
Do your kids call Carrie Carrie?
No, Mom.
Oh,
no.
That would have been
And Dad.
Rough.
I'm Dad.
You're Dad.
Yeah. And, but you know what? The kids don't call her grandma.
They call her Sharon?
They call her Shesho.
Shesho.
Which is her grandmother's name.
That's a cute nickname.
Yeah,
That's all you got.
And then grandpa, that's all I got. And then they call Bob Grandpa Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had the formalities call. I just think that your mom was like, enough with the mommy. This kid won't let it go.
We've talked about it and she doesn't mind.
Would you say Sharon? 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 Sharon?
Probably.
Sharon? Sharon? Sharon, what?
I love you.
Can I have some cereal, please?
That probably still happened, but at least it wasn't mommy. Mommy
that
can be whiny.
I heard a lot of mommies this weekend, and by no means was anybody ever like, hey, call me something else. What do you got?
Well, it was a simpler time. We only had 3 TV channels. There were less distractions. I was probably a little clingy. I don't know.
Yeah. She was young.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And she's like, man, I can't believe I made this mistake.
Yeah.
Call me Sharon.
Yeah. Pretend you're my brother. We're 20 years apart.
Apart. But maybe you guys are walking through the mall and she's still like, you know.
Scoping. I don't think my mom did a lot of scoping at Woodward and Lothrop.
Looking for dudes at Woody's. And you're over there dropping mommies. You're like, maybe Sharon would like, this isn't a woman with a child.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe she was young.
I'm sure that's what it was. She wanted not to be known as my mom.
Maybe. We should call her and ask her.
Now is not the time. She's coming off surgery.
Yes, tomorrow. Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow.
Book it. Dano.
We'll call her.
Where's Dan O'Brien?
She's gonna be in recovery. But I did have to go to her house last night to pick up her dog.
Yeah.
And, she has been, my mom will take one minuscule thing and it'll become her biggest concern at the top of her mind. And I love her for it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when she first found out about the Beatles Get Back documentary that was going to be on Thanksgiving on Disney, she started asking me questions in like March previous. She's like, it's coming out, right? When is it going to be on? How do we get it? How do we watch it? I say, you can get Disney Plus, but you're going to be at my house on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We can watch it at my house. Are you sure? Are you sure? And she'd ask about it, and then she'd keep asking. So she can really focus, laser focus on a certain thing. Well, her weather station isn't working.
Oh.
And she's very upset about
What's
this.
What's a weather station?
Now, the weather station is basically, it almost looks like a small iPad that when you set it up, it gives you indoor and outdoor temperature, a forecast, the humidity, the time. There's an alarm on it. Yeah.
Looks like but it's not color, right?
It's a digital display. It's multicolored.
But it's like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, it's all
type screen.
Yeah, it's all the the old digital LED numbers and everything.
Isn't your phone a weather station?
It is. That's why I don't have a weather station. Yeah. But she likes to see it.
She's like, top or shut.
She likes to see it in the kitchen. So I come over and she says, you know what? And I just came to get the dog. And she said, okay, that's cool. Do you need dog food? Do you need treats? I said, no, we'll take care of it. Lulu's a wonderful pet. What
kind of dog?
Lab mix. Probably 5 pounds lighter than Linus. But
so they can rumble?
Size. Yeah, they actually get along quite well, which is good. She forgets that he doesn't play. And she'll do a play bow. And then he walks away. He looks very rude.
Mm.
Yeah, but... while I'm there, she said, you know what, since I go into the hospital tomorrow, now would be a good time for you to set up my weather station.
Yeah.
I said, yep, good time. So I get it and I take it apart and have to figure out all the things because it's all in badly written English about to get the Eastern time zone and daylight saving.
Yeah,
I go through it. I need 4 and 3, I need a total of 7 AA batteries, get it all set up. And she says, well, now you need to put the sensor outside so I get the outside temperature. And she said,
This sounds like every weekend with me on Sunday.
She says, it's under the deck.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's a fine place for it, but you know what would be great is if it's above the deck.
Then you actually know.
Then you have you have access to it.
Accurate access.
Yeah, but there was no way to do it. And she says, but it'll get wet up there. I said, it's kind of designed to get wet. Mm. It's an outside thing. She said, just go under the deck and find the other one. I don't know where it is. So I go under the deck and I hunker down.
Yeah.
And
well,
I find
it. You're skinny now. You're mobile.
Oh, I'm like a cat.
Yeah, but before... Would you have fit?
Fit under the deck? I would have fit,
okay.
Yeah. But
I don't. I feel like a crawl space is under a deck. I don't know.
No, because the deck is probably 6 feet above.
Oh,
and then there's
okay.
like stones under it, you know?
Yeah.
So I go under there, and I look, and I look, and I don't see any sensor, because I imagine it's hanging somewhere.
Yeah, like a chime, a wind chime.
Yeah. So I don't see it, and then I see it. It's actually just laying on a cross beam. So whoever put it in didn't even like mount it. They just laid it there. And I didn't have a nail, so I said, I'll just swap these out. And I swap it out, but when I turned and saw it, I was so excited, I stood up and just plowed my head into the
top of the deck. That looks so painful.
It hurt. I said a bad word under the deck, and it was loud enough that it echoed off the other houses.
It could be concussion.
Yeah, well, I did not concuss myself, but I also didn't want my mom to be concerned or make her think she's putting me out. So I said, okay, that hurt. That was stupid.
Yeah, like blood must have dripped out.
Well, wait. I get the sensor, bring the old sensor up. She said, how'd it go? I said, easy. It's not hanging. It's just sitting under there. And I said, it's easy access. I know how to change the batteries if she has to. And she says, what's on your head? Is that a bug?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? And what happened is, I had scalped myself so bad that there was like a dime-sized piece of skin standing up on my head. And then that's when the blood started to trickle.
Got it.
And she's like, oh, I feel so bad.
Yeah,
and then,
she should.
Yeah, and then she said, but it's getting the outside weather, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, yes, it's getting the outside weather. Can I get a wet paper towel or something? I didn't realize that I'd actually bloodied myself.
Yeah,
and when she called me today at about 11:30, she was recovery, talking a little bit like
she got out. That's
out,
a huge surgery.
A huge surgery. She did great. She says, "I'm okay. I'm warm. I'm comfortable."
Aww.
And I said, "And just in case you're wondering, my head is okay."
Yeah.
And there was a long pause, and she laughed. So I knew that everything's okay.
Are you sunburned?
I am. I went to the pool this weekend.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Did you wear any sunblock?
No. Uh-uh.
Your forehead is flaking off.
Yeah, it will. But you know what?
What about some lotion?
I put on some lotion this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need some more.
Yeah, well, I'll slather it on
tonight. I haven't really looked at you this way before, but now that we're looking in detail.
Well, because you're here, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, your entire forehead looks like it's flaking off.
I don't think a whole forehead's flaking off. I will lotion up again tonight, though.
Yeah, this is...
And scrub it clean, and underneath will be
like
fresh new skin.
You could exfoliate your forehead.
I could.
For someone so white, you definitely need to wear sunblock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I hate it, though. I don't like the application
of goo. I
bet
you went to the pool. This is nuts.
Well, I bet you hate skin cancer, too.
No, love it.
No.
Love skin cancer. Hate
you
leukemia.
Go to the pool?
Carrie.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was house sitting, or actually dog sitting a house that has a pool.
Oh.
And she said, we have a 1 o'clock and a 4 o'clock walking. And I asked the owner if I could just hang out with the dog at the pool with my husband. Yeah. So we had a pool to ourselves.
Like a swim pool.
Yeah, it was really, really amazing.
You could have mentioned that yesterday where you're like, I hung out at a pool. If I had cleaned the tiles, I'd been upset.
Well, I didn't want to quash your buzz, dude.
Got a lot of conversations.
You were sort of on a roll. I didn't want to get in the way.
Was I depressed? Probably.
Yeah. But the dog even got in the pool up to his ankles.
Aww.
It was great. But it's a show place of a house. So it felt really good to get there.
Like a casino home?
Well,
what do you mean by show place?
It's big. Big. Like on a
they
lot
have like
of
like a beach type of pool?
It was not Olympic size, but it was a full size rectangular pool with a big, probably like a 5 or 6 foot wade in at one end, you know, where you can step in. And then it was plenty big.
Sounds amazing.
And then they had two fire pits, which was too hot for that. But it was such an extraordinary day. It was a great day.
Just squat.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it sounds like a good time. And what nice.
Yeah, why not?
If somebody asked me if we could hang out, no, you walk the dogs and put them back in. Hey, lady.
They got cameras everywhere. We couldn't cheat.
This is great. Keep it moving.
But I brought my lame little speaker and played some 80s on 8 because Carrie likes that music.
Aww,
and we hung out at the
so
pool.
Sweet.
It was good. Yeah, it was nice. But the skin cancer will suck. You should tell the story about when you and Shannon took Robert for a walk in Maine.
No, what do you mean? I don't even remember it.
That you were taking my son. It was Robert was little, probably 9 or 10 at this point.
Was he that little?
Yeah, he was pretty little.
Man.
And we all he flew up to Maine with us when we did the show from Mike's family's place.
Yes, I remember
up
that.
There. And he was, you know, he wasn't so into phones and screens then to a point that he couldn't be distracted by real stuff.
Correct.
I took him to Scudic, which is that beautiful rock formation, and that
was really
cool.
Scudic?
Scudic, yeah. And then we messed around in the Frenchman's Bay, which was really cool. And then you and Shannon one morning said, we're going for a hike. Would Robert like to come? And I said, naturally, I don't want to come. Mm-hmm. She said, you weren't invited. Would Robert like to come?
I
said, sure, go ahead. And so you're out there, I believe, on Cadillac Mountain, walking in the sun, and Shannon pulls out some sunscreen and says to Robert, would you like some sunscreen? Mm-hmm. And he said, I believe, no, thank you. And she said, you should, and this is you. The thing that was so great about this story is you saw it was coming 10 miles down the pike. She said, you know, you really should use this. Otherwise, you could get skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, he's a leukemia survivor. And at this point, you mentioned that you were just backing away.
Yeah.
And little Robert, 8 or 9 years old, says to Shannon, I've already survived cancer.
Yes.
So
she really got, and she was like, really?
There's really no way out of that.
Yes. That's when you Kool-Aid guy your way out of. An awkward backup
through the wall,
like in Family Guy.
So anyway,
you back out of that.
You can't. There's no getting out of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I'm happy you're happy, and your mom's okay.
She's doing great.
And the family dynamics of Sharon still perplex me.
Well, I mean, they it was not.
Hey, Pop. Sharon's okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. It's not a bad dynamic between the two of them. But their lives have gone in separate ways. There's more than me that holds them together.
Like what?
Well, like, for example, Bob's twin brother, who has since passed, married Sharon's best friend.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, there was always the connection between them. And
how do you choose friends in a divorce when they've married each other?
Luckily, you don't have to choose.
Oh, I think a divorce means you choose whose side of the...
I think...
Like, people break up and that's happened.
An acrimonious divorce, you do that. But, I mean... And that's also family. For example...
Maybe you guys are more involved. I've seen friends break up and I had to choose who we need to be friends with.
I've seen that happen, yeah.
That's weird.
But that's not blood relations, is it?
Yeah, but...
And they weren't friends that took you back to, like, high school, were they?
No, but it seems the same way. There should be an unwritten rule before... You get divorced.
Almost like a prenup?
Or a postnuptial agreement.
A postnuptial agreement?
Yeah,
good luck
says,
getting them to sign
that. Hey, we haven't been getting along very well. Just in case.
Yes.
And you go through all the properties, yada, yada.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the friends, like, that's something that's negotiable.
Yeah.
Because then you can go to the friends and say, hey, we've already discussed this. You go with her. And you stay with me.
What if it's separate but equal, though?
Oh, but we all have friends that we get along a little better with.
Well, no, but let's say...
like the Chubbicks, for example.
Okay.
They got divorced.
They did?
Yes. I want to put their business out there, but it's public now.
Well, I don't think it's final yet, but it's happening.
Well, it takes a few years.
And
so who got who?
I think
this is where I get you.
I think we still have both. I heard from Rob this week. He's living in North Carolina now, so I don't see him.
Weeping openly?
I don't think he's weeping openly. I think he's...
Why'd he move to NorCal?
Because you have to be separated before you can divorce. And they had
a little far to go.
Well, they have a property there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of worked out for them. They have a mountain cabin.
I have another question.
Yes. This is fun.
Yeah, this is great. I think I'm learning a lot about life and you. But have you seen the Chubbuck wife?
Yeah. Just a week ago I saw her.
Okay, but then she got you guys.
Well, she got, geographically, she has us guys.
Yes.
But I'm still in touch with Rob.
She has you guys.
Yeah.
English Oscar.
Yeah.
She has you, but she's not giving that up.
I don't know.
You and Rob used to be like thick as thieves.
Well, I miss him. I miss him a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have to do what they have to do and stay in touch and do what you
can. My postnuptial would allow for friends. Like, you could negotiate. Look, you can have the living room set.
But you really
but
don't.
But I get you don't the have, Chubbicks.
You don't have any friends, Oscar.
I don't. But I'm saying.
You had a friend.
If you had the dynamics.
Until January 6th.
If we had that is true. the dynamics of. Of that breakup, your social circle completely changes.
It can, yeah.
But if you are surgical about it.
Right.
You can give away the bedroom set that you never really liked anyways and get like a friend back.
I will give you a china cabinet for this couple.
For Rob Chubbuck.
Exactly. Now, what about this? Let's go back to the situation with my dad's brother, his twin.
Yes.
What if on one event... Pete and Lynn, that's the couple, my dad's brother and his wife. What if Pete and Lynn had Sharon over, and that was all well and good, and they hung out, and then the next night, or the next week, they had my dad over, separate from that?
Dicey.
Why is it dicey?
Dicey because...
But don't you think it's the best of both worlds for Pete and Lynn?
No, because, look, I'm not...
Why should they
Sharon
suffer?
Sharon is going to talk ass about... Her ex-husband.
I don't think
And
it's
her ex-husband's going to trash Sharon.
I don't see
and
that
And if
happening.
You got two back-to-back weekends of, you know, friends trashing each other
you
or gossiping each
you
other.
You wouldn't believe what he did.
Because Sharon might have brought, you know, her new beau over HBS might have brought his new gal pal. How do you then you put your friends in a very precarious situation where you're like, should we tell her? Should we not? That's the worst. I'd rather not be friends with you guys.
I don't know.
Make it complicated. Choose one and roll.
Maybe
one's got to go.
When you talk about complicated, I think that being family either ultimately complicates it or ultimately simplifies it. But where you're at, where if it's just friends and you don't have a tremendous backstory, then I could see them divvying them up.
Yeah, I think with this postnuptial situation, you have to divvy up your friends or else it's going to be more heartache.
Yeah.
And then you got to deal with this two-step or the tango that says, I'll be here on Saturday. She can come over on Sunday. Did she trash me? Did he trash me?
You know
me?
What it is?
Who's what's going on?
It's reverse childhood during a divorce. It's like custody. You can have them every other Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Every other weekend.
Like, God forbid, you're a member of some sort of social club.
Oh, I know. That's true.
Like, who goes to the VFW?
Who goes to the Oddfellows Temple?
Like,
in
I just say, you have to think of, is that my church? Or is that your church now? Well, but I like the priest. Man.
Luckily, the church divvying up was not a big deal with my growing up.
Divorce seems, this is why people stay in marriages.
Yeah.
It's just so complicated. Now I understand my parents. My dad just moved far.
Where?
Away. No, I'm just saying they're not divorced, but he doesn't have to divvy up anything. He just went and built something else.
So he does.
Hopefully not another family.
So mom gets the record player and all the printers and
she
all that.
She got everything.
Well, that's lucky.
And then he built, I don't know, hopefully not another family. It's all I got.
Well, before we close on this very juicy topic.
Yeah, this is great.
This show can't go on forever. I'd love to see it go on for 20 or 25 more years, and that would be great.
Certainly not.
If when it ends.
Yes.
Who between the two of us gets Pony?
Oh, you can have him. You can have
him. That's
fine. And the dining room set.
You can have him and a sugar glider and his, you know, little Tupperware bins he brings his healthy food in with.
The world's tiniest sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Finish a sandwich for once.
Hey, Pony,
what?
We're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
We'll be back after this.
If you have to hear only one bonus show this year, then the latest episode is just for you. It's the 2022 Summer Spectacular.
Summertime is here, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to have some fun on the show today.
Hey, do you have food stuck in your teeth?
Hey, everybody. Yeah. I'm a DJ.
That's right. I'm older, but my liver's in better health.
Summertime, fun time, anytime is radio time.
For all the L.A. people. What are you doing here?
The TMOS bonus show is back with plenty of aloe and lanolin, recommended by dermatologists to keep your skin looking radiant during the snow bummer summer. Get a subscription for your road trip today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I like seeing a summertime spectacular, Rob Spivak.
It is a no bummer summer, Oscar. I've lost a lot of weight.
Yes,
and
yeah.
It's not easy.
No need to brag.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm just stating
this
the fact.
Guy.
You need to really know what you're doing if you want to get. If you want to take it off and keep it off, you got to know what you're doing. It's not just a crash diet. It's not just starving yourself. It's doing something sustainable. And when we're on our weight loss journey, we're faced with difficult decisions every day. Noom Weight gives you the support and knowledge you need to make positive choices, even when it's difficult. By learning the psychology behind your habits and better understanding your relationship with food, you gain the wisdom you need to continue making long-term and positive choices. Everyone is unique, and that's why Noom Weight adapts to your lifestyle. Its flexible approach focuses on progress and not perfection. You're only human, Oscar.
Yeah, and for those of you in our listening audience that have been sharing your Noom success story, please continue to do so.
Please, please
like
do
it. You'll get a like or a heart from us, but it really shows, it is visual evidence that this is working. And shout out to Smolar, who I saw a few months ago. He used Noom, and he looks great.
Good for you, David. Good guy. And the thing is, it's just the simple stuff, like their calorie tracking is amazing. It helps you know exactly what you're doing. I love that Noom gives you the knowledge that you need to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle and also helps you reach your goals. Because you're not always going to be at home with your little pre-portions of food. You got to go out. You got to do stuff. You got to know how to live it on the road. If you have an off day, it's cool. Noom will course correct you and you're the boss. 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day. How much you want to spend on the app is up to you. You choose the amount of time that works. Oscar loves Noom. And if you look at that video that Mike posted today, you'll see that Carla has never looked better. Start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Noom.com/TMOS. Make yourself the best you can be. That's the thing. It's just understanding. You got to know what you're doing. All right. So my father, you know, Pop.
Papa.
Yeah. He,
HBS.
I talk to him most every day, and he's also, not to give him short shrift, he had back surgery, and he's doing great in Miami. He didn't float away during all the rain, which is nice.
He loves Florida so much that he had a major surgery in Florida.
Well, that's where all the old people go, so that's where all the doctors are.
Huh. Interesting.
He still comes home once in a while for some old favorite doctors.
Yeah.
But he's got quite an arsenal.
Yeah, but isn't it fascinating that you can move somewhere?
Yeah.
And how long did he live in Northern Virginia or the D.C. area?
Oh, he moved here when he was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, and then boom, you find out that there's a free condo because, you know, circumstances.
Right.
And then you just end up, you live there, you moved.
And Kathy.
Wild.
His wife, Kathy, who I call Kathy, is.
That makes sense.
And the kids call her Grandma Kathy. Mm-hmm. She is from the deep south of Mississippi. Or she sometimes says Mississippi, and she loves the heat. So right now it's starting to get right where she likes it in Miami. She loves it when it's hot. But they'll probably take some time off this summer and go a little further north to his place on the Eastern Shore, which is good.
It's amazing how now he's a Floridian.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
He goes out on the lanai.
So he's okay.
He's great.
Great.
But concerned.
About what?
That you haven't talked about what's up with your e-bike.
Oh, my electric scooter?
That was like his lead story. Oh. He said, Oscar has sort of left us hanging, but it's great that the guy at the garage bought another battery.
Yeah. So, for those of you not in the know, great sponsor, electric
e-bike.
Electric e-bike. when they sent us the bike, and for those of you that haven't ridden an electric bike before, there are so many different versions.
Yeah.
Like there are this thing's built, it's ready to rock, minimal the learning curve of how to use it.
Yeah, and also doesn't this particular model sort of focus on speed? It's a pretty fast one.
But convenience. Okay. It's really convenience. And the reason why I stopped riding my bike to work was because I would arrive sweaty and nobody wants that.
Well, also, I also feel bad, though, that I missed out. It was during my downtime.
Yes.
That you were actually riding the bike into the elevator and then coming off the elevator
it was
on the bike.
Glorious.
It had to be like a Batman
in
moment.
In a full
for
suit, I could literally go around traffic, take the bike lane. Thank you, DC, for your infrastructure. It took forever to build, but it's there. I'll get to work 5 minutes faster than I ever would before.
As long as your vehicle, Pony, is only 19 inches wide,
yeah.
you can do well in the city. Yeah, yeah, it's just a beautiful town.
Right in the any bike lane, take your electric bike and you're good to go.
Right.
So the where we left it was that I had let the gentleman at the garage borrow essentially a test drive, a demo.
Yeah, he was marveling at the dealer, admiring it.
They have a great demo schedule, you take it home like a CarMax, and then you bring it back the next day. You're hoping you fall in love with it.
Yeah.
He had asked me enough about it where I let him take it like CarMax. I said, hey, you know, take it for a spin. I saw the guys outside like trying it out from my office window that faces... for those of you in the D.C. area, 19th Street and M Street.
19th is a one-way street, but they were just going back and forth.
Down. I'm like, well, they're going to need some sort of recharge soon.
Yes.
But and then life catches up with you.
Sure.
I end up going to Charleston, and I just realized I don't have the bike because I had it had rained. I'd ridden home with my wife in the car, but. So I go.
You got your wallet, your keys, but no electric bike.
I'm calling the little shop downstairs and saying, hey, I got to get the bike. I got to call the company, get the phone number. Finally get in touch with the gentleman. He's like, yeah, I have the bike. Everything's great.
Oh, you see, this is great.
And there must have been a loss in translation because what he thought was, and I'm almost positive I addressed this last time, what he thought was, because over the phone.
Right.
Was what I thought was a CarMax 24-hour test drive turned into 2 weeks of, hey, no problem. I got my own charger and my extra battery from the company.
So at this point, let's just pause the story because we're about to move forward with it. Are you operating under the suspicion that he thinks it's a loaner still, just an extended loaner? Yeah. Or do you think he thinks you gifted it?
There are times where I'm moving so fast, my nonverbal cues might have been gift.
The details, Oscar, devil is in the details.
But my thinking was 24-hour CarMax.
But you didn't specify that.
I said, see how it works, something like that, right? And then scurried into the next meeting. And then...
off on another Oscar adventure.
And I gave him the link to the TMOS. Like, this is what you do to get the discount.
For when you buy yours.
Didn't get there.
Oh.
I thought that was clear.
Didn't land.
Like, I'm not just... Like, listen to my podcast or our podcast.
Right.
Here's a free bike. No, that's... that wasn't the intention.
No. But you can see how he would interpret it that
Correct.
way.
So... I leave.
Because he probably thinks you're a multi-billionaire.
No, he may think I'm a man of means, but
I mean,
I
for
am
someone
not.
Who just has a cursory knowledge of you and to see you come and go, you present very well.
Correct. But he also thought Dan O'Brien was Shannon I's child.
That's right. That's true.
So I think there's a certain level of certain lens this man, he sees so many people like, we're just another cog in the wheel.
Look, it is the billionaire's son.
Yes. He's driving the new Volvo.
That is nice. Yes. I had to wait till I was 25 to have a Volvo.
So, we had a conversation when I returned back from vacation. No, right before I left for vacation.
Okay.
Where I said, hey, no problem. Just use it for the week. Who am I to say? Like, if the guy's traveling 8 miles, you know, maybe not. Maybe a little less strain on your knees.
Right.
So, we had a conversation yesterday, Monday, where I said, hey, I hope the bike was great. Gonna need that back
yeah
this week And he goes, no problem, Friday. And I said, no, I was like.
You told him this on Monday?
Yeah.
And he's buying 5 days out of the chute?
Friday, no problem.
Sure.
And then I said, probably Wednesday. It's a nice day to ride my bike home, you know?
My bike?
And.
Sure, Friday.
He goes, it might be hot that day. And I said, yeah, but.
Might be.
So this was, what? I was negotiating with myself.
For your own thing.
Absurd.
For my bike back. And there are power dynamics in place. When I tell you, the man that tells you where to park every day.
Yes.
In a parking garage, which is now getting full and sold out on a regular basis.
Yes.
The power dynamics are in his favor.
If you were to annoy him to such a point that he starts saying, today we need you number 98 in the middle,
yes.
That means you've really lost favor with him.
He's added an Austin Powers parking job to my life, which adds another 20 minutes in a small garage,
yes.
Trying to get adjusted into this one spot I've been allocated.
And another 10 to get out.
Yeah.
Because there's the pillars, Pony.
The pillars are killers.
Thank you. So
and you've named the show.
So the back and forth was long and arduous.
Yes.
And because I know the power dynamics.
He ultimately holds all the cards.
He does, because the next thing you know, the Volvo's in slot 89 and we can barely get out because we're blocked in every day.
And he has the bike.
Friday. So I said,
December 22nd.
I said, look. I'm happy you love this bike.
At any point, did you like take a mental step back and say, I don't have any leverage?
Well, because I'm not annoyed. I'm more concerned.
Right, right. But it has to be bothering you that he is holding all the cards.
And he's doing it in the sweetest way possible.
Well, and why shouldn't he be? He's got the bike.
Like, he's like, yeah, life but is you good. Know, like, it's like a rebuttal machine that you, that this is, but this and this. And then I'm like, ah. I said, on Friday. I'm going, so then I make it my idea.
By sundown.
He's won. On Friday, I would like to drive my bike home because I would like it to drive it around the weekend.
Sure.
He goes, but the weekend is raining.
He's
and,
right.
And I said,
there is a forecast for rain this weekend. He's planned. He's like Perry Mason.
And then at this point, my wife calls me because I'm supposed to be in a meeting upstairs. And she says, what are you doing? I said, I'm negotiating for my bike back. And then he starts laughing. He's like, no, you're not. I'm trying to help you. And I said,
Saturday it rains, Sunday it rains, Monday.
I said,
Monday's a nice day.
Look, I'm okay with the rain. This thing's waterproof. I think we got to stop talking about the weather. I'm going to pick it up Friday. So this Friday is the day.
Well,
I get it back.
In
now,
the morning,
if I
right?
get it back and it's all dinged up,
I don't think it's going to be dinged
up. I don't think it is either, but I haven't seen it since.
You know what? You could make an offer to get that extra charger.
No, I don't want it. I don't even want to talk about it.
Like, you just want a clean, lean
break. This man's got, like, he's got me, so then that's that.
Yeah,
if I
suppose.
Get the bike back, that's the win. And you know where I got to park it now?
Where?
Not in the garage.
That's right.
Like, I can't come in through the front. I got to go through the back. Or else he's going to be like, hey, what about another week on that bike?
He says, is it Friday again?
He said he used the code. I don't know for what.
The code on the bike?
Yeah, because he has a link to our show, and I hope you're listening. Hello.
Oh, I thought you meant there was like a digital code to start the bike.
No, there's a TMOS bike.
Yeah. I understand that. I write the copy.
But he might be buying Freshly's for all I know, and not the bike.
Every time I buy a bike, I get this kit. That's from KiwiCo.
Yes.
I don't know.
He's building windmills out of paper. I don't know.
He built an electric bike out of a shoebox. The thing is that he is a morning guy. So we'll know by the time we record the bonus show on Friday.
On Friday.
Resolution.
There should be a bike parked in my office.
Yeah, there should be.
We'll find out. Oh. If that is, and I'm happy you brought it up. And HBS, you know how to really hurt me.
No, he didn't mean to hurt you. He just wanted some closure.
There's, it's like, when your neighbor, I remember my parents to this day, they're upset about a fence that was built right on the property line and not on the other side of the property line.
Okay, so really skirting.
Yeah,
the,
so like really annoys them when I talk about that fence.
Mm-hmm.
And your father didn't mean, and you didn't mean to annoy him.
No, not at all.
But the last thing I want to ever get involved with is heavy negotiations for property that I already own.
Right.
In a manner where if it goes south, it could affect our entire workflow of arriving and leaving work.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. He knows that we're all allied.
Yeah, we're aligned.
Yeah, so, yes. I mean...
And allies.
If you screw this up, we're all getting 56
well,
in the middle.
If you get boxed in, like even if you want to like scoot home real quick, you're not scooting anywhere.
No. He wants to know what time you leave.
So it's like you can't be mean to your mailman.
No. Oh God.
You shouldn't.
No. Or a waiter.
You're never gonna get mail.
Right. Yeah.
Or your mail.
You get someone else's mail.
That was mean to them.
What you got is the mail.
It is tough, and I hate that I can't just say, "Let me get that bike."
Yeah.
What it makes you feel weak.
Yeah. Well, you're in a weakened position. That's sad. You didn't think you would be.
No.
You thought, you know what? You thought you were doing a solid.
There's a part of me, and this is real, people, where I was so like down about not the tiles, not my brother's house, but coming off of that weekend.
Sure.
That I said, maybe I should just give him the bike.
No, you can't do that.
Because, you know, clearly I'm Centerville.
No, you're not. If you were to...
Centerville would give up the bike.
If you were to give him the bike, you know what you would get?
What?
Spot 99 for the rest of your life. The best spot in the entire parking garage.
The day, like yesterday was so, like it was 20 minutes of the weather, the charging. Friday, and I sat there and I said, man,
the very fact that he had the weekend forecast, and he's right, but yeah, he had the weekend forecast right because he was planning. He was like he's like a chess player.
This guy's
he's
coming
like the,
back
the Gary Kasparov of parking attendants.
He's gonna be beat down by a successful brother. I'll get him. One more week.
What's the angle on Saturday? 40% chance of rain.
I'm hoping he bought. Maybe he's waiting for his bike to be delivered,
and then you can ride together.
That or a KiwiCo kit.
That'd be beautiful, wonderful. Well, good luck to
Thank you.
Thank you. And I
now
look forward
I'm
to Friday.
Out.
No, don't be bummed out. You know what? Great things in your future.
What?
The bike's coming back.
Oh, I'm sure.
Friday.
Definitely.
How about getting my bike back? How about
Count
Friday?
On. How about Count Friday?
On. Yeah.
I've sold my other bike. Now I need this bike.
Can I please have another week with your bike? That'd be great.
You don't need it. Look at you.
All right. You got to put on your businessman hat
for the next
segment.
Yes.
We'll be back after this. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike, happy Orlando.
Pittsburgh has a favorite burger, and now the Steel City has a favorite chip. Introducing Amato Chips.
Yes, run by the famous Amato family.
We use only the freshest potatoes, straight from Countersport, Pennsylvania's Potato City.
The best thing to happen to the potato chip since the deep fryer.
It has an unmistakable crunch that keeps you coming back for more. And it's the perfect companion to an Amato burger that you can top with
Pittsburgh sauce. Charred on the outside, tender on the inside.
And where can you find Jim Chips?
You can find it at Walmart, Target.
Buy a bag or a dozen by clicking the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
If it says Amato, you know it's fresh.
Not a big fan of mouthful talking. Remind me later on, I've got a wonderful story that says why people should be going to Walmart and Target.
Please.
Right now. But even more important than that, if you're running a small business, every second counts. This is true. We know this. That's why you didn't get the bike back. You waited too long.
Mm.
So many of you are still taking time out of your day to go to the post office when you could be using Stamps.com, and that's the way to do it. Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses, including this one right here. Stamps.com gives you access to all the shipping services you need, plus exclusive discounts like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. Printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Plus, Stamps.com works seamlessly with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and fruitcakes. Whatever you're doing, Stamps.com is your mailing and shipping solution. So stop wasting time and start saving money. When you use Stamps.com to mail and ship, sign up with the free promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code TMOS. Thank you to longtime sponsor, stamps.com. Ooh. Really good folks. Now, we work here at the old joke I used to have about WJFK is people would say, how many people work there? I'd say about half.
Mm-hmm.
But here at Podkinville, we work pretty hard all day, but we're a five-day-a-week company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes 6 days a week.
Yeah. Sometimes seven. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to get it done.
Yeah. We'll be here. Pony, Saturday. Need you. Thank you.
Nice. Moving.
That's
moving
notice.
Notice.
Yes.
Yay. Hooray.
You can't fish in the rain.
Pony, enjoy your time with Oscar, because remember, I get you after the divorce.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. Well, there's.
Savor it.
Savor these moments.
Oscar will be weekend dad.
Yeah.
Weekend podcast.
Weekend project dad.
Weekend help me move this, Dad.
Yes, we got to build this.
In the United Kingdom, such as England, the world's biggest four-day work week pilot program has just launched and involves 70 companies. It's a six-month experiment where workers will receive full pay for working 80% of their usual week. So what they're expecting is 80% of your time for 100% of your effort.
Mm.
Now, you are a guy that is oversees everything here at Podcast Media. So this is something that you have to think about. If could this be something that happens in the world of business?
I have so many jokes, but that is not constructive to this conversation.
Well, then save the
jokes. We actually have a ton of business owners and operators in our listening audience.
Yeah.
I'm proud. I'm proud that that is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of the opinion that for most jobs, if the individual can work from home and their output is as great or even better than it would be at home, and technology allows for that,
right?
If it's the right industry, do it.
And we've come a long way. I mean, for example, what we did during the pandemic would have been virtually impossible, say, 15 years ago.
Oh no, you could never do that.
Right.
And the reason why we need you on campus, I would say you and Matt, is because we provide other services outside of what we do
on
the show.
Absolutely. I mean, I could edit, I could do the show, but there's
like, hey, I need 5 minutes about this client.
Yeah,
like there's a lot.
Right.
But
for example, if someone goes into liver failure,
yes,
they can operate from home.
They could operate from home.
And they do. Did.
And for us, I'm so happy we can laugh about it.
Me too.
You're
happy.
Internally, without giving away too much tradecraft.
Right.
We have been working on a model that allows the team members that can work from home to work from home.
Right.
And we continue to iterate it. It's not been implemented. It's just gamed out in theory. And what does that allow for? That allows for a world of more balance for the individual.
Mm-hmm.
This can't be true for everybody. That's just the facts, right?
But for the average person, I was thinking about for someone, let's say your commute is half an hour. That's not too shabby in the DC area.
But even if it's 2 hours, it depends on the job. It doesn't matter.
But I'm saying that when you talk about the benefits of home, that's an extra hour.
Yeah,
so that's good. But it doesn't always lend itself to the task at hand.
Yeah, but look, if in that case, you can come in at 6 a.m., beat traffic, and then leave early.
Well, no, I'm not saying for
I'm
me.
Saying, I'm saying not
one
for you.
Can,
I'm saying one can.
Yeah, of course.
Like, there are ways to accommodate.
Yeah.
Pony,
I need you this weekend at 6 a.m.
In a selfish manner.
Yeah.
Less square footage means less rent.
Yep.
Bottom line. In a world where you're competing against other firms that have zero rent, that's possible.
Right.
Right? You have to lean in that direction. Our industry and what we do here, we have a ton of people coming in because we have on-location shoots.
Yes.
And in studio shoots. So there's a lot of, you can't fake that from home.
Right.
But if you're a producer and you don't have a production that day, yeah, You can work from home.
Yeah.
But we have to figure out ways to do that. If 70 companies in the UK are doing this.
Yes.
And essentially giving you what most government and nonprofits do during the summertime in DC.
Yes.
Which is a flex work week.
Mm-hmm.
You work 4 days. You maximize those 4 days. And then you get Friday, Saturday, Sunday throughout the summer.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that groundbreaking.
What if the company.
Or am I wrong?
I don't know, because I mean, I've never been in that world of the flex schedule.
Yeah, you just took off 2 months.
That's it. And I saved that up for a long time, but you know, it was a use it or lose it.
It rolled over. It was like singular wireless.
Yeah, they said use it or lose it. You've got to keep drinking because you got to get this done. No, but my question is this. For the thing that troubles me is for a 5 day a week business, if all of a sudden you lose Friday to do transactions, could you do a 4 day work week where you stagger who takes off what day so that you can still stay open 5 days, but people are only working four of them?
If you had enough people.
Right, right.
If you had enough people, it's possible. There's also the theory of, are they 8 day work weeks? Because for the government prior, they were 10 hour work weeks.
Yeah.
So you'd make up that 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very torn about this because when
I'm not sure Shannon, it works for our business model, right?
But when Shannon and I had COVID, that was the first time we ever worked from home.
Really?
Because if you recall, when COVID struck, we were running all the equipment at work.
Right. You were the one that was going in.
Yeah. So Shannon and I and Santos had our little pod. This is how,
so to speak.
This is how wild it is. We were given a letter from ABC Television /ESPN.
I remember this.
That we had slotted in our car. So if we got pulled over, we would show them this official letter with the number to call that we were part of the press.
I can't believe that it was only 2 years ago that things were that crazy.
So,
but I remember that.
We never worked from home.
Yeah.
We were always at work.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon mentioned this when we were home. She's like, you know, this is the first time we've ever worked from home. And I'd be lying to say that it was, and I don't know if you know this, even with our masks,
mm-hmm.
walking over to the dog park that is 2 blocks from my house.
Right.
Was refreshing.
Sure.
Because you're like, this nice park exists. And we just never knew.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or took advantage of it.
Well, I think.
So being home, like, but if you were a high, okay, and this is going to sound mean, Pony, so get ready for the letters.
Okay.
Yes.
If you could be effective and you had a high output from home.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice to like stay home and hang out with Linus and like dog sit?
Sure.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're not effective from home. And so we have to bring you in.
Well, there's two sides to that though.
What's the side?
Is that being a creative, which we all are in different manners of the word, it's hard to be a creative when you're isolated at home.
True.
And
But you seem very happy at home.
Well, I was very excited to get back here.
Even prior to being sick. I'm saying when you are working from home.
Yeah.
I'm talking about COVID days. Now I'm talking
COVID
about liberty
days.
Yeah. We got to separate the maladies.
These are the liver days. It's by 10,000 Maniacs, isn't it? But
to remember.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was different in COVID, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because no one was coming in.
Because everybody was home.
And if I had come in, it would have just been you, and I get plenty of that. But when it was the liver, these are the liver days.
To remember.
The liver days to remember. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of FOMO.
Oh, yeah. I think that's different.
Yeah.
I mean, that was medical leave for medical leave.
Yeah. But as far as being effective from home, I can see that more effective here and also more useful here.
Yeah, but this is our industry.
Right.
And I don't know if, I hate to say this because I'm not comfortable with it.
Okay.
But the days of the office.
Yes.
I don't think they're ever going to return.
It's too expensive, right?
Well, it's not just, I'm not talking about from just a sheer expense side.
Yeah.
I'm talking about from a sheer talent for people side.
Okay.
Because who are we to say that it's healthier to have office culture, people in the office, you know, snack times, cupcakes, like all who, what's more important, people being happy on their own or, you know, the man manufacturing happiness?
Well, I know this.
Isn't that a wild?
That's like, true, though. That's very true.
Okay, and I know, that blows my mind that I'm even saying that.
Well, it was never thought possible that, you know, it could work. And then we were forced to make it work during COVID.
Like Elon Musk.
He loves cupcakes.
A lot of people are celebrating him. And
these are the Elon
He's saying,
days.
come back to work or get fired.
Yeah.
If you're an executive.
Because he's a good guy.
But is he a bad guy for that industry where he said, you can't go to work at this factory and say you're going to work because you live there close to there now. You have to come to where your team is.
Right.
And then he says, if you don't want to come to work, find a new job. Because we got a long list of people that want to work here.
Yeah.
How is that going to work? And maybe he just has the billions and the cachet to do that, but most businesses don't.
You're right.
And are the people... It's funny because when we hire now, I don't say this, but part of our onboarding process or interview process is, do you like people?
Yeah.
And you don't have to.
How did Pony slip through the cracks on that one?
This is, you know, he was grandfathered in. I believe it's not articulated in that manner.
But it's something like that.
But if you don't like people or seeing people.
Right.
Or engage, like you and I, we thrive off that energy,
we do,
right?
We do.
Then maybe this isn't the place for you.
It's true. It is true because it's a big part of it.
Right.
Interaction, just interaction.
But even saying that,
yeah,
I feel like a grandfather, because you can still like people on Zoom.
Yeah, well, it's different because.
But maybe we're the wrong people. Pony's an introvert, right?
Yes,
Pony.
I don't want to talk to you.
How glorious was?
See what he did there?
I'm just steamrolling past.
Good.
How glorious was the pandemic for you?
Oh, it was the greatest. I thought it was fantastic. I did not like the people dying part of it. That was kind of a bummer.
That's awfully but big the, of you.
Thank you for highlighting
I'm
that.
I'm making a fist here. But the other parts, the not having to go to like crowded stores and light traffic, I mean, that was all great.
Like how? Like he would take long walks.
Yeah.
I would call him like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm running. I said, from who? He goes, no, I'm just running.
From who? Well, you know his neighborhood.
It's like, that's the happiest I've heard him.
Yeah. And he's back to being, now he's back to being
moody. He's like, you don't know what's going on. We get happy pony, quirky pony, sad pony.
Well, yeah, I think that.
The UK should do this, but I don't think it's as groundbreaking as we would think considering we just rolled off of.
Do you think that they took their cue from the pandemic workflow?
Yeah, but. Rob, when I tell you, would you rather get, this is a real question.
Okay.
And I know you have a kid in two kids in college.
Right.
You got your own expenses, facelifts, whatever they might be going. Who knows where you're
going. She's getting her eyes done. That's
liver,
it.
Whatever. Would you rather make more money and come to the office and engage with people or make less money and work from home? An honest answer. You will not be penalized or judged by your answer. We're friends.
I would think, you know what? There are so many benefits to being at the office that I would take the office. I mean, the more money, even all things being equal, I might still take the office.
Okay.
Because I think it's really important.
What about Matt Bloom?
If Matt Bloom was here,
no,
I'd stay home.
I'm asking.
Oh, Matt, what's your answer?
Oh, I had to come back to the office for the same amount of money. So, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
No. I think you're thinking this too literal. Same question to you.
Yeah.
Would you go home and then you work from home full time and you make the same amount of money, or you come to work and you make more money? What option is best for you?
Yeah, what would you choose?
I think, honestly, if I had my way, it would be like a hybrid schedule where coming in like 2 or 3 days a week. Because I do
this
think
this is why he will never graduate with honors, because he didn't answer the question.
I did. I just answered
he
the
did.
Question.
There's a lot of hybrid work.
Yeah, but wasn't one of the two choices.
Yeah, but there is a lot. In fairness, he's a little more tapped in than we thought he was. Yeah, that'll never happen for you. I'm sorry. But for let's just get that out of the way. But for you're too essential.
Yeah,
you're just too essential. You can't like some people can't plug in HDMIs. You know, they're trying to plug them into USB ports. Like, I don't have time.
Stretching everything up.
I pushed really hard. It still wouldn't go in.
And that's not just here. This is everywhere. This is Mike at home, right? He's like, that slot won't work. And you're like, that's a USB port. That's not an HDMI. So what?
Get that sandwich out of there.
Yeah. Why is it sticky? Well, I don't know who spilled that. We're not at your house. Who knows?
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten a text from Mike saying, you know, here at Disney, the lines are too long. Can you do something about it?
Yeah. Can you fast forward this genie, please? So I think for Matt, there's and this is another question we're having. If you decide, if you can be hybrid and that's what you want.
Right.
And everybody has their own office for the most part here.
Yeah.
Do you lose your office?
If you're hybrid, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, if you have a small number of offices.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Like that's, like I would rather come to work and have my own workspace than a hot desk.
Yeah, it's. You're more effective when you're in surroundings that you're used to. It's set up for you. Yeah. And
But I guess everybody, you know, your own. I've been trying to move Pony out of the production room for weeks.
He likes it in there.
Well, he's got a lot of, there's moving day coming, let me tell you.
He likes the wires.
The wires.
Yeah, he likes the wires.
No, but Matt,
just
but
a
you're
spot
right.
for his tea.
There is a space for a hybrid, but your creature comforts change. And I know a lot of companies have already addressed this. And I know that we're not saving the world here. But there's certain industries would allow, you could not pay rent. You literally work from home. And if everybody's doing their part and being, and managing each other's and being accountable, then you don't need an office, period.
It's true. When I was out, my office was someone else's office.
Yeah.
This I know. But you were kind enough to call, and I don't know if you were asking me backhandedly
I was
if it was okay.
I didn't want you to think you were going to lose your office.
I
said, we need the space.
I kind of got the hunch that you might have told me and then covered the mouthpiece on the phone and laughed.
No. What I didn't want was for you to feel like you're being edged out because we didn't feel like you were going to make it.
The circus is moving on.
I was like, well, he'll never come back.
No,
it was more about keep your spirits high. Just say, it was almost an ask. Like, do you mind if somebody works in your space?
That's true. That is true.
You've been gone for a month, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I said, I'll be gone for another month. Have them to live it up.
This is dusty.
Live it up. So Pony will be working hybrid, yeah.
No.
No, but hybrid meaning sometimes he works, sometimes he doesn't. But he's always here. That's the thing.
Good luck.
Good luck, Pony, and God bless. Who are you running from? That was my takeaway.
I want a hybrid. You know what? Me too.
Everybody does. You know, the electric bike, sort of a hybrid.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't.
You get it back.
That's right. Someday. When we come back, I've got a problem. We'll discuss it after this.
Hey, brah.
It's me, California Twin.
What are you doing here?
When I'm not paying $47 for a gallon of gas, I get all of my Twitch needs from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and have your essentials delivered to the East Coast or the Best Coast or anywhere in between.
True story.
Yes.
When I was visiting my mom yesterday to pick up the dog, as we talked about in the early part of the episode, she says, what shoes are those?
Ooh.
I said, those are my Rothies. She says, do you like them? I said, no, I love them.
Nice.
And she said, they're really cool. Those are the ones that are machine washable, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes. And they're made all out of recycled material. So I said, Mom, Sharon, if you pull through this operation, we're going to get you some shoes. So I think that's why she did so well.
She has Rothy's.
When it comes to shoes, they got to feel as good as they look. And Rothy's knit style and comfort into every pair of super soft, perfectly cushioned sneakers. Their signature sneaker that has that classically cool look that goes with everything. The perfect mix of casual and eye-opening patterns make for a modern man. Men's Health said they were wowed indeed, by the sleek, upcycled shoes that look just as great as they feel. Plus, they're sustainably made, machine washable, and incredibly versatile, built to last. I love that you don't need to break them in. The second you put them in, they're comfortable.
Fantastic.
And they look awesome. You can wear them with a suit. I have. Sweatpants. I have. Or anything in between. I have. We all love our Rothy's, and they all look amazing. Find out what all the hype is about. Discover your new favorite pair of shoes and get 20 bones off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's ROTHYS.com/TMOS for $20 off your first order. Rothy's. Okay. So,
quick question.
Yeah.
I know the answer to this.
Go ahead.
Is the word tacky for me to ask you to write them to see if I can get another pair of sneakers?
Tacky might be the word, but yeah, I'll do that.
Like, I always, when Mike
Didn't
does...
Didn't Shannon snatch one of your pairs?
Yeah, and that was under duress. the... A pony.
Yes.
It's Mike O'Mara. It's his show.
Right. So it is the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah, he can do that, and then I don't really wince. But thinking about how much I want another pair of Rothy's.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't, like, I'm Mr. Support Our Sponsors.
Yes.
But I don't know, like, should I ask for them for free?
Well, they're not
going to. And I love them.
They're not going to hand them to you. You got to ask.
How about this?
If you want to.
I'll buy my next pair and then ask for another pair. Then I'll feel less guilty.
You don't want me to just reach out on behalf?
Couldn't the but then this is what I feel less guilty. I'll get the $20 off.
Right.
And then I'll say, then I'll pick the next pair I would like and send you the link and say, hey, these.
Hey, you know what?
I'd love another
Oscar
pair.
Loves these and he doesn't know I'm doing this. But I think it would be great if you sent him a pair of shoes.
This is great. That's how much I love him.
Yes, exactly. We'll do that.
Yeah, better? Oscar loaned his shoes out to our parking lot attendant guy, so we're wondering if you could send him a new pair.
They look really great with a scooter.
I told you he was goofy
or
today.
An e-bike.
Lots of shtick from Pony today. Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
And I'm pretty good at that.
We had to talk that out. I didn't want to be rude.
There's a lot of things about producing that I'm horrible at, but I can do that.
Tacky.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll talk about my increase. We're late. We'll talk about my OCD tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Yes, please.
It's worse than ever. But I will tell you this, Oscar. I've been counting my spoons.
Spoons?
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Mm. I'm not proud of this.
Interesting.
But yeah. I've gotten worse. You can't really alphabetize flatware. You just count it.
Oh.
Other things you put in alphabetical order.
This is interesting.
Yeah, it is. I worry
Big
for me.
Big spoons, little spoons, teaspoons?
All spoons. Mm. I'm a mess. We're back after this.
Oh, it's your boys, Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen TMOS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's freaking unbelievable.
TMOS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the All-You-Can-Eat Kiss concert.
I like All You Can Eat Kiss concert almost as much as I like No Bummer Summer. Now, speaking of spoons, which I count.
Yes.
Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food, Oscar.
No.
No, Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in just 3 minutes because no one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or an infuriating commute. Boo. Boo.
Mm-mm.
What you do, you skip the grocery shopping and the dirty dishes, and your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. I love that they're delivered fresh, not frozen. It makes the prep so easy and fast, and they're always delicious. The steak peppercorn is amazing. And Oscar, what's your current favorite?
Ooh, I love the meatballs.
You've been a meatball guy for a while.
Yeah, well, my wife, like, she splits the order up, right?
Right.
For what she wants with the low-cal and what I want that needs a little more sustenance.
Right.
So it works out.
It works out. So stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $125 off their first five orders when you go to freshly.com/TMOS. That's $125 off freshly.com/TMOS. Now, you're okay paying for Freshly? I don't need to call them for free stuff?
No.
Okay.
I'll take
that under advisement.
A staple.
They're all good. Oh, it's time to go to the place. We need to go to Soundtown.
Soundtown. We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
You live, you learn. We've both been to Maine. We love Maine.
Oh,
Maine is great. And also, Mike has a friend who's a lobsterman in Maine.
Lobster.
Now, it makes sense to me that if you catch a baby lobster, you have to throw it back. Same with all fish. You know, you're not allowed to catch the little ones. But did you know that they also protect old lobsters?
Oh, like the elderly?
Yeah, for mating purposes.
What do you mean?
They need them down there to continue breeding. This guy found what he estimates is a 100-year-old lobster. 100 years.
Mm. This lobster's got to be around 100 years old. My father has very likely caught this lobster at one point in his life. So is my grandfather, and possibly my great-grandfather has also caught it. If you want to get crazy, it's possible that my great-great-grandfather caught that lobster when it was a baby. They've all fished the same area for years. These lobsters kind of migrate through the same areas year after year. How could my great-grandfather have caught it? They would have been legal size. But 90 years ago, when he was young, this would have been undersized. This lobster would have been oversized around 50 years ago. Pretty crazy to think about. We'll make some babies.
It's amazing. You can spot a 100-year-old lobster because they're the ones that have hard candy. They hand it out.
In their claws?
Yeah, in their claws. They're holding like a Werther's. That's how you spot them. Now, you are a fast food enthusiast.
Oh, yes.
Did you know in Minnesota, there is a new concept Taco Bell?
Oh, tell me more. No, I did not know this.
It is four drive-through lanes based on the orders. I think two lanes are for if you call ahead with the app.
I'm sorry. Mm. I had on vacation.
Yes.
I've been. Thank you for bringing this up.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm stealing your thunder. I have so much to talk about.
Okay.
About
well, go you ahead, know, please. we can get into it now or tomorrow.
No, please.
But Pony, I'll tell you because this will also interest you. It's essentially a two-story Taco Bell. And when you go through the drive-thru, the kitchen is above the drive-thru lanes, and they send their food down on little elevators.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to look at.
All of our business was forced to the drive-thru, so we had a real pain point at the drive-thru pickup window.
We took that idea and literally lifted all the operations of the kitchen up off the ground and made four or five lanes of traffic that go through it, and we serve walk-ups, we serve people on bikes, and we serve lanes of people through traffic.
We think that contactless, frictionless experience is the wave of the future. It's called Taco Bell Defy.
Taco Bell Defy.
It's, for those of you in the D.C. area, it is a, or anywhere in the country, it is a touchless car wash with five bays and a Taco Bell at the top.
Yes.
And instead of getting suds and tokens to wash your own car, you're getting crunchy burritos and quesadillas, everything just shot down to you like a bank right below you.
And that's, it's brilliant. Amazing. And you know what? For those people who are traditionalists, don't worry. You'll still your brains out. So don't worry about that. Are you familiar, Oscar, with the company Axon, AXON?
Why do I know them?
Oh, God. I know who they are.
They are a, sort of a self-protection type racket. And the CEO made a proposition to put stun guns on drones and put them in schools.
Interesting.
There's an ethics board.
Axon does the little cams.
They do the police cameras.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That makes, okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
so
yeah.
The CEO thought that it was a good idea to have stun guns on drones stationed in schools. When he made this presentation, they're not going to do it, but he did make this presentation. When he did, most of the ethics board resigned. They just said, no thanks.
A disturbed individual shows up at a school with an assault weapon. Someone in the school hits a panic button, and that button opens a live stream to a public safety dispatcher, and it activates a pre-positioned drone that's been just sitting there passively on a hallway ceiling. Then the drone rotors up, it immediately deploys into the scene, and there it could incapacitate that threat. This response could bring a situation under control in a matter of seconds.
What could possibly go wrong?
I agree with him.
There has to there's stuff has to be at risk.
Oh, what if there's a and I know that you probably think I'm crazy.
No, not because of this.
But a robot deploying that's on the scene,
right?
That's not losing a radio transmission. That's that like it takes out all the human error.
But what if they hit the wrong human?
Well, that's a problem.
That's an error.
But is that a price we're willing to take? Maybe.
It's only a stun gun.
If Mrs. Posner gets hit before somebody else by accident.
Miss Posner's, you know, biology class?
I don't know.
That's an odd name to come up with on the fly.
One of my teachers when I was a kid.
Fun fact about the Axon Corporation.
I guarantee you this will not be fun.
It's not fun at all. Every time a person dies from being tased, they send the police department a pre-written press release to explain how the taser did not kill that person.
Right. It's amazing.
That's fun.
I take it all back.
Thanks for being fun.
Yes.
Isn't it great?
What's the best thing you've ever found on a beach? I found some pretty spectacular shells in my day. I don't know that I've ever found any money.
I went to Hummerock in...
that's a category.
The town. they have some cool rocks there.
Yeah. You do sea glass?
Yes.
Sea glass is nice. Always good.
What is it? A sea dollar?
Sand dollar.
Yeah, sea dollar.
Sea dollar.
Foreigner. Jesus.
Now, you know what? My father probably enjoyed the recap of the e-bike, but the fact that you just said sea dollar, he'll laugh till I speak to him tonight. This UK young man from the United, this young man from the United Kingdom, I should say, he's 11. He found the best thing on the beach, a World War I grenade.
I just knew what it looked like because I play games with guns and everything like that. So I just kind of knew what it looked like. I knew it was a weapon, knew it was dangerous. I didn't know it actually worked though,
but I'm just thankful that they found it rather than smaller children.
So you find
Call of Duty pays off.
It does. The boy protected himself. And finally, I didn't realize this. I know there's been a lot of talking about Queen Elizabeth not being at 100% health for her platinum jubilee it is, and that they actually used special effects.
Ooh.
Yeah, check this out. We close with this.
During a parade over the weekend honoring her platinum jubilee, a hologram of Queen Elizabeth was shown in her gold stagecoach, and whatever you think of the Queen, her duet with Tupac was amazing.
See, I would pay to see that. I absolutely would. And that, friends, is how you play.
Sound Town.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
That's it, folks. Thank you so much. And I'll play the music. It'll be even better. Thank you. Better.
What happened?
The level was down.
Oh. Juggling. Whose fault is that?
Me.
Okay.
But if you gave me a couple C dollars, maybe I'd try harder.
Touche.
Juggling a few things over here. That's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another perfect episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for us, and especially if you want to be a talking head, you got to send them to me, Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to be a talking head, make sure to enclose a phone number. Our mailing address is 1900 M Street, Suite 400, 20036. That's in Washington,
yes.
D.C. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I do all the time. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara in absentia and Oscar Santana in the flesh, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.